There's so much potential.
Liars.
You don't represent women in politics.
Fucking talking points.
Celebrity interviews, uplifting stories.
Bullshit.
Shop our favorite.
Where's that independent guy?
What makes a police officer choke someone out in broad daylight who's crying for the mother who's telling them that they can't breathe?
Yep, got it. It's the king of independent talk, America's only independent voice, Rob Redding.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, Mr. Redding, for being the voice of the voiceless, man. You're very important.
You know, people say that racism comes from a construct of not being educated. I don't think any of those things are actually the answer.
Where's my class?
I know that I'm enjoying the show this morning. What is your name again?
We need to be listening to your voice and your station at drive home time.
I've just recently learned about the radio show, and you're on it.
The gloves are off, and Mr. Nice Guy has left the damn building. He's the baddest bisexual in talk history. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted.
This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. I'm Rebecca Rick. This is Quinn Voice. Give me press the news. It's another this show. Talk about this show. This is Ready News Review, Unrestricted. Welcome to the program. Shootings aside and Joe Biden's popularity aside, we have been hitting on every cylinder this week about what exactly you need to be focused on. That is the disrespect of black women with Monique, which we'll get to in a moment. And, of course, the lack of voting rights for black people. I want to go through the weekend review and what we covered. Not what's going on in Tulsa. Not what's going on in Texas. We've already talked about that. But I want to focus specifically on what's going on with voting rights and what is going on with Joe Biden. Let's pick up where we left off just a few days ago. Joe Biden's problem for just one second. I'm not in a hurry here, but I want to go through some of the policy issues that he really has a problem with. Let's start with the biggest ones. I read somewhere that inflation is so bad that black folks don't know what to do about Joe Biden. They still support Joe Biden, but they're one of the very few that support Joe Biden, because even black support is down for Joe Biden. Good day, good day, good day to you. I mean, there have been a comedy of errors. Gas is sky high. And there's a war raging that could metastasize into a World War III type situation. At least that's the rhetoric coming out of Russia. Then you've got inflation globally that is happening as a result of all of this, and COVID. By the way, COVID numbers are staggering still. Incubation times for recovery are staggering and increasing because they believe the drugs that have been used don't give the body a good enough chance to recover or actually recover too quickly. And so there's like a double dip situation so that people are contagious longer. I mean, if it's not one thing, it's something else. And then there are black people, right? There are issues with black people. There's so much to talk about. So let's just try to take this one at a time here. First of all, I've said about nuclear war, the threat of nuclear war is the extinction of white mankind and supremacist systems that subjugate black people. You have to think that black folks will survive, at least many of us will, since we are the center of humanity, that is out of Africa theory, that we would survive a nuclear winter and we would be able to rejuvenate and restart it. Maybe that's for the best. I don't know at this point. But I do agree with Kissinger about what's going on in Ukraine, and that is that there needs to be some type of compromise with Russia. I said, you know, Russia should have never been allowed to get into the Ukraine, and they have been allowed to, and now we are in a clusterfuck. And the only way this ends is for us to push the Ukraine into some type of ceasefire and compromise with land with Russia. That's the only way this ends. Outside of that, this thing is going to go on forever. And I don't think there is international support for this. That has pushed gas prices sky high amid COVID and what's going on with that. We'd rather go in and deal with these people who look white than deal with people right here on the ground in the United States that are black. I don't want to get ahead of myself. As I said before, COVID is still raging. As a result of that, you've had tons of dollars that have been poured into the system. Some say that has begat inflation. Of course, the war, you know, the effect on gas prices, supply chains, etc., is problematic. That begets inflation. That is a feeder for a lot of Biden's problems, which we're talking about here is Joe Biden. Who we're concerned with here is Joe Biden and how he is dealing with these issues. And so, you know, there is a New York Times article that says that Joe Biden doesn't understand how he got to where he got and why he can't seem to take a breath here without getting pummeled. He can't take a break. He's at 40% nationally, but he's even worse with black people at 60-ish percent. It's mid-60s, low-60s at this point. And that's incredibly low. Now, say for a second that Obama had historic highs. Now, black folks never gave themselves enough credit. When Obama was elected president of the United States, it was historic highs for a Democrat ever to garner as much support as he had. Ever, ever, ever. Not even John F. Kennedy could claim these numbers. Carter, Kennedy, none of these Democrats could ever claim the type of numbers that Barack Obama had. Many people want to walk around and, you know, give white folks credit for voting for him. But by and large part, the biggest block was black people. And one of the reasons why Joe Biden was elected is because of black people. Now, Joe Biden is a racist. I've chronicled this on the program. I've said this before, that Joe Biden has consorted with segregationists. Joe Biden, according to Kamala Harris, has been with segregationists, has not been pro-busing, would have stopped Kamala Harris from ascending. She ascends anyway and becomes his vice president. After being his chief rival and critic, he says the black kids are poor. He has said that, you know, they're going to put y'all niggas in chains. He didn't say niggas, he said in chains. In chains! Joe Biden is one of those people who doesn't really get the fact that, you know, one moment saying the Democrats are not racist and then the next moment going to Tulsa and saying that there are is not some type of contradiction. He goes to Buffalo and supposedly he tries to make better on this. But even his staff is beleaguered and upset. And there's a black sit that's happening. I'm trying not to go too fast here, but there's a black sit that's happening at the White House where many black people for the last 2 years have been leaving the Biden administration. We've got this on the website. You can take a look at this as well. So it's not just that the polls are bad, but that means that there's also trouble inside the White House. And now they're talking about, well, we're going to clean house. Well, they're going to clean house and the staff, but there are no black people to clean out. And it's debatable whether black people actually want to go back into this. Now, at the expense of this White House, at the expense of rambling here, which I feel like it could potentially go there, I just want to be very clear about why black support is so bad. And this is not to help the Democrats. I could give care less about the Democrats or the fact that Biden is at, 60% for black support, which, like I said, is the lowest that you've had for a Democrat in some time compared to Barack Obama, who was in the 90s. You have a 40% approval rating across the board for him, which is really low, lower than Trump. And so he thinks that maybe, you know, Biden thinks that, you know, if I'm like Trump, that maybe I will do better if I'm off the cuff, if I'm crazy. I don't know whether that's the case or not. What I can tell you is about black people. The most important thing for black people is the right to vote. Now, I don't understand it. I don't. I know we died for the right to vote. I know we got our asses kicked for the right to vote. I know we lost leadership for the right to vote. But I don't understand it. I don't understand how black folks continue to throw away their vote. Now, you're saying, Rob, we're not going to vote for fucking Republicans. If that's where you're going with this, and the independent, you know, game is a long game. You've even said that. It's not there yet. We're not there with independence. I understand what you're saying. But, you know, to have a situation where you've got people who are in a situation where black people are, that continue to vote for the same people expecting a different result is absolutely ridiculous. So Joe Biden is in a situation where he's hemorrhaging black staffers. These are people that know him the best. That lets you know right there that there's something in the milk that's not clean, that there's something that is not getting done that should be getting done. And these staffers have thrown up their hands and they're like, I'm out of here. That is probably the worst thing that you're not hearing on CNN. You're not hearing it on MSNBC. And you're not going to. You're probably going to hear it on Fox News. And you're also going to hear it here. The fact is that if the people closest to Joe Biden know him well enough to know that they don't want to work for him, then that lets you know all you need to know. All right? That means he's a slave master. That means he's cracking a whip. And that means that a lot of things that they want done, including voting rights, are not getting done. Now, the defense about why blacks should be forgiving about voting rights have been these two things. That is that Joe Biden, just bear with me here for a second, because some of you are like, that doesn't apply to me. And that's the point. Joe Biden has said, I've given all these monies to HBCUs. Okay. The problem with that is most black folks are not in school. All right. I'm the exception to the rule and I just graduated. So I'm not in school anymore either. And I didn't go to any of the HBCUs he gave money to. So I didn't go to an HBCU at all. And many black people do go to HBCUs, but many do not. And didn't I, you know, just report just a few weeks ago that there was an HBCU in Illinois that just closed? So I don't understand how they're beating their chest here. So that's one problem. The other issue is that they say, well, we've given all these money, you know, these government tax breaks and all this money to black businesses. The only problem with that is many black people don't own black businesses. Some do, many don't. I do, but I never applied for any money, any relief. I never got any relief. And many people that I know did not. But this is the problem, right? Because again, we're back to voting rights. That affects every black person. Now, I told you they tried to politicize this. The Democrats have tried to politicize this. And ask for, you know, the kitchen sink with this thing and try to hang it around the Republicans' neck. They're not simply asking for voting rights. They have been asking for all types of add-ons that the Democrats have not been able to provide. And they thought that they could ram it through and say, oh, well, they don't support voting rights being Republicans, and blame them. And the Republicans have been very tactful saying, no, 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 we would extend voting rights. But the problem is that, you know, they're not just asking for that. They're asking for all these little add-ons, and that's the problem. And see, people see through this stuff. Again, let's go back to something that's really important for black people. That is voting rights, the ability to be able to vote. Now, why is that? Okay, we have Martin Luther King, you know, talk about we shall overcome. The civil rights establishment really fight for this, you know, over the shoulders of Lyndon Baines Johnson, getting this done after the death of John F. Kennedy. All of that, and even the contradictions within the Kennedy administration of saying one thing, doing another. But LBJ delivers, right? You remember the signing ceremony and all of that. This has been a pillar of the Democratic support. This is the pendulum swinging. As a matter of fact, LBJ famously said after, you know, the Negroes were given the right to vote, that we've lost the South for the next few elections, for the foreseeable future. He was right. He was right, okay, that, you know, the South has been a challenge for Democrats as a result of voting rights, because that's where most black people lived, and that's where most black people were affected. But let's be very clear about something. Again, voting rights are the most important thing because we lost King, because blacks are saying, you know what, you know, we should be able to vote, and you should vote no matter what. I've heard this over and over again as an independent. Someone that's not a Republican, that's not a Democrat, that's not a liberal, that's not a conservative. I'm none of those crazy labels that people put on themselves. At the end of the day, the most important thing to black folks is that you vote. Supposedly, we don't care who you vote for. We do. But just go to the polls and vote. Now, if I say I went to the polls, I voted for Trump, you're going to want to cuss me out. Okay? If I said I go to the polls and I vote for an independent and that results in Trump winning, then you're going to want to cuss me out. The only thing you're going to accept is me voting for Biden. But I don't want to digress. You know, you've heard these arguments before. Again, it's only to establish, not to help the Democrats, but only to establish how the Democrats are screwing the pooch in this thing. That the right to vote is so important to black people that not having it or being threatened with its discontinuation is not an acceptable scenario. So his approval is in the toilet. His staff is like, you know what? We give up. This man just doesn't get it. And these are the key problems as to why that black rate is not coming back. So here's what to expect with the midterms. And I don't have a crystal ball, but here's my crystal ball forecast. Here's what I believe it will happen. What is going to happen is many black folks will not go to the polls, and they will not support in the midterm Democrats, and they will not support Joe Biden. If he cannot get this done, this is almost like saying, I do not support black people. There are going to be no assurances that will matter to people who have been watching, who have been waiting, who have been looking. You know, there's a lot of things that Joe Biden has going against him, like student loan debt. A lot of things he's got going against him, like the inflation. A lot of things he's got going against him, like the war and bad decisions that he's made in these regards. In the fact that he's got a Blacksit that's happening, staff in general that's happening, low approval as a result of all of this. You know, those are all things that we could talk about. But the biggest thing, the biggest challenge for Joe Biden is going to be shoring up the black vote. And the only way to do that is actually deliver on voting rights. Now, he can say that he can kick the can down the road and do it in the next term, but many black folks are not going to want to believe that. So watch for black folks to stay home. Black folks to stay home and say, you know what, Joe, this ain't working for me. This ain't working. I'm sorry. I can't do this. And I mean it just like this. Black folks are tired. And if you take away what they perceive the right to vote or the ability to feel as if they're not pressured at the polls, to feel as if they are not under the gun at the polls, to not protect voting rights, then that gets rid of the core of black identity in this country, and Democrats are not able to stand up for it. Now, we're willing to go into a country and fight for the rights of other people that don't look like black folks. We're willing to risk a nuclear war for some folks who have been in another country who don't look like black people. And the black people that they had there couldn't even halfway get out, were left behind, were told they couldn't pass through the borders. They were African students. We talked about this already. So the writing is already on the wall of how this administration feels about the black folks that are right here in its face. Making sure this is on. These folks understand, black folks, understand Joe Biden doesn't care about black people. Even people close enough to Joe Biden understand that Joe Biden doesn't care about black people. Okay? He's losing black folks in the White House. That doesn't bode well for the country. If anything, what that looks like is a whiter staff that still doesn't get the urgency of voting rights. And there are no promises in the future that deliver him a future victory as a result of running for the presidency of the United States of America. At 40% nationwide, at 60% with black folks, there's not a path to victory for this man. Now, you can put him in a head-on race with the devil himself, head-to-head, with the devil Lucifer himself, and Lucifer would win. You want to know why? It's not that blacks are going to go vote for Lucifer. It's that blacks are not going to vote. And that's the reason why Joe Biden loses. To Lucifer or Trump, they're one and the same. There's no difference in the two. The problem is stark and real that Joe Biden has done himself in by undermining the important pillar of voting. Voting no matter what. No matter what you might think, who you might want in the White House, you should vote. That's what black folks say and believe, although we really want you to go vote for a Democrat. This is what many black folks have said and learned as a behavior is the way you stay black and you stay involved and you're able to say that you're conscious. Not voting means that you're not involved, that you're not conscious, and you're not aware of the sacrifices that were made for you by King and so many other civil rights pioneers. That's what it means in this society. And when you can't vote, when you don't have protections, when those protections are eroded by an administration that doesn't seem to be listening, that seems tone deaf on the issues, that's when that administration fails to be of any importance to that block of voters, which is the most important block, which got Obama elected, all right? Which is the reason why Joe Biden was vice president in the first place. So he screwed the pooch here. He really has, without getting voting rights done. None of this other stuff matters. He could sit there and talk about HBCUs. He could sit there and talk about small businesses. But at the end of the day, if you're not able to have voting students or voting business owners, or they're under the gun as a result of their state's laws, as a result of being a student or a business owner, then that vote will become increasingly difficult in Republican states. And with Republican governors and senators, it's only going to get worse. It's almost as if these folks are handing the government, the Democrats are handing the government to Republicans. It's not just as if. They are. That's what's going on here. And that's the reason why black folks stay home and say, why would we go vote for again for a man who couldn't deliver our fundamental rights as humans, as part of being a United States citizen? Now, you want us to go vote for you? You can't even get the people in the White House to stay with you. And that is a telling thing. It's a hurting thing. It's a hurting thing, Joe. I don't know how you're going to get out of this, man. I don't know how you're going to get out of this, but I do know one thing. If I don't know anything else, you're a racist. And that's the reason why black folks are abandoning you, and that's the reason why it's unlikely you're going to be able to get out of this with the time we have left. I've seen this play out over the last few weeks. I doubt it's going to change. You can keep looking at inflation and black folks that keep giving him a pass on that and all of that, but none of that all adds up when it comes down to collecting votes and the fact that people are scared about being able to vote in the first place. Because at the end of the day, you could talk about, like I said, you know, mainstream media talks about a lot of things that are not concerns for black people. Or they talk about taking away guns. You know, like, that's the most important thing to black people, when most black people are just now buying guns to protect themselves because of these crazy-ass white folks out here that want to kill everybody that is black and brown, i.e. look at Buffalo. I'm not over-exaggerating. They keep saying, oh, this is a problem. Yeah, I agree, it's a problem. There are people just like this kid all over the world and all over the United States where they have easy access to guns. That's a problem. That's a big problem, okay? You keep talking about you want to preserve abortion, but the fact is more black people are disproportionately impacted by abortions, as more clinics are in our neighborhoods and we have a greater impact and resource that is killing us than anyone else. And they keep saying, well, you know what, if you ban abortions, black women will hurt. Well, that's the point. Yeah, that's the point. Black women will hurt, as in, i.e., it will be tougher for black women to get abortions. That is the argument in itself, right? The argument is that more black women disproportionately get abortions, and that's what is considered the euthanizing eugenics of our society, the subsequent degradation of our numbers and our population as a people. So again, you know, Democrats can rail about, and you know, these things: gun control, abortion, inflation. Really, it comes down to the most important thing above all those things for black folks is that right to vote. I don't know of a bigger thing that most black folks are concerned about than the right to vote. I don't. And, you know, you can get some black liberals that will say, oh, it's abortion or it's a gun rights issue. No, not for black folks. It's not. It's not even inflation. Black folks have been through tough times before. We will get through tough times. It's white folks that really, you know, because when black folks say we poor, we real poor. You know, when white folks say that they're poor, they mean they got, you know, they got some money somewhere. They got somebody they can call. The difference is very stark. You know, you talk about abortions, black folks are innovative. We can figure that out, too. You talk about, you know, gun rights, black folks are innovative. We can figure that out, too. At the end of the day, the most important issue that black folks are concerned with is being able to vote. I will keep saying it, don't know of any other issue that's bigger than that. If you say you don't vote, which I don't, then that's almost like saying I'm spitting on my parents' grave, I'm spitting on their parents' grave, I'm spitting on their parents' parents' grave. In other words, my great-great-great-grandparents, and I'm spitting on the grave of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and everybody else. And I don't understand the struggle. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand the sacrifices that were made for me. That is fundamentally, this is not even about being American. It's fundamentally anti-black. It's fundamentally understanding that you don't get it. You just don't get the importance of what has happened. And that means that if Joe Biden doesn't get that, he doesn't understand what black identity is in this country. And the fact that to be black in this country and to not have a voice in this country is the biggest fear of most black folks. They feel like the only way they have a voice is through that vote, is through that ballot box. And most of the time that runs through the Democratic Party, which doesn't seem to get them right now. And that's sad. And that's going to be an issue if he wants to be reelected to the presidency of the United States of America, which, again, it's not that they'll vote against him because there's nobody to vote for. It's really that they don't vote. And that is the biggest issue that every Democrat listening should be concerned about. Again, I'm not here to help the Democrats. I'm only here to tell you this is what impacts and affects black people and what black people will be concerned about come the midterms and a possible re-election for the general election for the presidency. I said it and I meant it and I'll say it again. Also, Monique is doubling down on her attack on D.L. Hughley, who now says, I shouldn't have worked with her in the first place. How about you shouldn't have disrespected this sister? How about you shouldn't have gone after her? Because she's not the one. As a matter of fact, actually, she probably is the one. And she's corrected you, brother. And I support her in this because your ass is wrong also. While we talk about guns, if we talk about what's going on in Tulsa, if we talk about what's going on in Texas, she's done what she needs to do here and continues to do so. Listen to what she said.
Talk about Monique and D.L. Hughley in just a moment. But first, I posted something over the weekend that was germane to my health, and I want you to understand how important it is to get a colon cancer screening. I had one that I have been putting off for a year because of the pandemic, and that's a legitimate reason. I did not want to get sick. I did not want to get COVID because they have moved the age down from 50 to 45 years old. And I said I had to get this done this year. And they wanted to get it done during the school year, but I said no, 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 no. And I'm so glad I said no. I'm so glad I said no. I'm so glad I said nope, not doing it. I'm going to wait till the end of the school year. But I'm glad I did it, even though I didn't want to do it. Okay? It was important that it get done. It was important that it happen. And what I needed for there to be was a real focus on getting it done. I knew I had to drink a whole lot of nasty stuff, but I didn't know how shitty it was going to be. Like, literally how shitty it was all going to be. I mean, I felt I needed an adult diaper. I couldn't go to bed. I couldn't stay asleep, but it was definitely worth it because they did find a 17 millimeter polyp, and 10 is large, but 17 is larger than 10. And what's interesting about that is, and they removed it. What's interesting about this polyp is that I believe it's been there for some time. When I was overweight and I was unhealthy, that's probably when I got this polyp, and it's been literally growing ever since. Now, they want to see me back in 3 months. I don't know anything about it being cancerous or not. I'll figure that out at some point in the future. All I can say is this. If you have not had your screening, get it done. If you're putting it off, don't put it off. You need to get it done. It's important that you do it. It is important that you get your colonoscopy. Remember, the age is no longer 50, it's 45. It's a better time to get medical procedures done now because COVID is a lot more contained inside hospitals. So I urge you to go get your colonoscopy. It was the best thing I could have done, even though it was scary as shit when he told me, you had a 17 millimeter polyp. You know, that was pretty scary. And we'll learn more about it later. But the fact is, they got it all out. That's the important thing about it. So I'm grateful that I got it done. So make sure you get yours done. Now, speaking of grateful, I want to point out something that I had. And I've been watching what's going on with the shooting. I've already said all I'm going to say about the shooting. Now, the Democrats are going to do what they want to do. They're going to say what they want to say. I saw what Donald Trump said about, you know, wokeness and laziness being the reason for this, and that, you know, he's riffing on the mother who says that he had his excuses for doing what he did. I'm not going to get into any of that, okay? Because I already said everything I have to say about that. I've said what I meant. I meant what I said when I talked about this the last time. I truly believe that you cannot keep bullying people and not have a consequence as a result of said bullying. I said it, I meant it. Now, speaking of that, you know, you got Monique bullying D.L. Hughley. I mean, bullying D.L. Hughley. And she appears to be right about this. Let me run back a little bit of what you're going to hear. Monique, of course, is going after Netflix, Oprah, Tyler Perry, and a few other motherfuckers that are meaning to be gone after. They're needing to be gone after. Has gone after D.L. Hughley in a performance in Detroit. She says she was the headliner. Now, you know, D.L. is making this seem like this is not a big deal. He's posted everything except his contract. She has posted her contract saying, I'm the headliner. Why this matters, this is about respect to black women. That's what it's about. So she is dragging D.L. Hughley. I mean, dragging D.L. Hughley in this performance you're going to hear in Detroit. And I think there's something there. Where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's definitely fire here with this. Here, listen to Monique as she explains why she's going off during her set on D.L. Hughley. Listen to this.
Oh, I'm so motherfucking full right now, baby, when I tell you my heart is goddamn racing, because I'm so proud, I'm so honored to be standing in front of you real motherfuckers. Y'all don't even understand. I have traveled the motherfucking world. Oh, but when I come to Detroit, Nick. Goddamn excited.
I was so motherfucking excited because I said, oh, a bitch is going back. A bitch is going back to the Fox Theater in motherfucking Detroit. When I tell you Detroit, y'all don't understand what the fuck I had to go through to stand in front of you beautiful motherfuckers tonight. Y'all don't understand the fight a bitch had to go through to stand in front of y'all tonight. Y'all don't understand I was ready to walk the fuck up out of here, but I said I can't let the people down of motherfucking Detroit because the promoter's as raggedy as a motherfucker. I don't fuck with nobody. I take pride in not fucking with nobody, nigga. But if you fuck with me, we gon' dance, nigga. We gon' do the two-step, nigga. See? I take pride, baby. In my whole motherfucking career, can't nobody tell you I ever started no shit with them. That ain't what the fuck I do. My heart would hurt if I tried to bully a motherfucker or start some shit with a motherfucker. But what niggas had to understand about me, I ain't for that Hollywood bullshit. If you cross the motherfucking line, Oprah, if you cross the motherfucking line, Tyler, I'm gonna see you cool motherfuckers. Come on, the cool train, nigga. Choo-choo! That niggas told me, Monique, let go and let God. Let go and let God. They have taught niggas to be so motherfucking fearful and just give it to God. Let go and let God. So I kept hearing the shit over and over and over again. So I said, well, let me let the shit go and let me give it to God. And you know what God did? He gave it right the fuck back. He said, bitch, I gave you everything you need to deal with these motherfucking cones. Steve Harvey. D.L. Higley, I gave you everything you need to deal with these motherfucking coons. I don't fuck with nobody. See, tonight, I'm gonna tell y'all what the fuck is going on because y'all know one thing about me, bitch, I'm gonna tell. That's why they ain't like me as a little girl, bitch, because I'm gonna tell. Bitch, I'ma tell you out there kissing Petey on the playground, bitch. You nasty whore, we in the third grade, bitch. I'm going to tell. Yes, he pumped me, bitch, but nobody saw it. Oh, I'ma tell. See, I fucks with contracts. That's why niggas got a problem with me. If you sign the motherfucking contract, that's what the fuck it is. But they're so used to niggas fucking around with the contract and being nervous because they might lose an opportunity or a motherfucking chance. So they will redo the contract. I'm not a bitch who's gonna redo the contract. If you sign the motherfucker, that's what the motherfucker is. So tonight, see, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna break it down for you, Detroit, because I would feel less than a motherfucking woman if I didn't let y'all know what the fuck was going on this stage right now. So if my energy is a little different, nigga, because they got me fucked up. So the contract, oh nigga, the motherfucking contract said that a bitch is the headliner. The headliner. Let me say it again, the headliner. That's what the motherfucking contract says. Monique is to be the last motherfucking person on the goddamn stage. She is the headliner. That's what I signed the fuck up for. I'm 30 plus years in this motherfucking business and I don't open for no goddamn body. The contract said the headliner. The contract said the headliner. The contract said the headliner. But a nigga named D.L. Hughley turned into a bitch and said I won't perform if she does that. I won't go out if she does that. Nigga, you open for the kings of comedy. I close for the queens of comedy, nigga. And you think that I don't have a dick, that ain't my position, nigga. So when I leave this motherfucker, the headliner has left. I don't fuck with nobody, sure. I don't fuck with no motherfucking body. But when you cross the line with me, nigga, you have crossed the motherfucking line. And that bitch, nigga, has crossed the motherfucking line. See, we got a history, nigga. We got a history. That nigga went on a tour talking about all Monique wasn't. You can Google it right now.
Get up here, you know, nigga. All I wasn't, what I wasn't worth, all of this bullshit. And nigga, you put your feet under my motherfucking table. So you came to my home, nigga, and you put your feet under my motherfucking table. I don't get down like that, goddammit. You got a bitch wrong. You talk about Young Thug and cause of they names, nigga, your name is DL. What the fuck does it stand for? Yeah. How far you bending over, nigga, on the DL? You fuck with the wrong one? That's my family, nigga. I'm home, nigga. Motherfucking home, yo. I go all the way back with Coco in the motherfucking lounge in the back of the bar when they was cooking motherfucking fried fish, bitch. That's me, nigga. That's me, Detroit. I'm the bitch who did fucking nigga in the car, but bitch, that happened so long ago. See, black women, let me tell you something. A lot of black men in Hollywood got a problem with me. Cause I got a motherfucking black king. That's my husband. And them niggas can't understand it. They can't fathom it. It makes them motherfucking sick. Because at what time did black men start attacking black women? What kind of real nigga is that? That's a bitch nigga. That's a bitch nigga. What kind of real nigga would ever attack a goddamn black woman? A bitch nigga. I feel sorry for D.L. Hughley's family. I feel sorry for his motherfucking wife. Cause how do you suck the dick of a coward? I tried to play fair, bitch. I tried to play fair, nigga. I tried to play fair. We was on the countdown, nigga. 10, 9, 8, 7, check. See, I don't fuck with nobody. And as an entertainer, families are off limits. As entertainers, we don't fuck with each other's families. Because for me, that is crossing the line. See, I want to give you all a history so you understand a bitch's position. I want to give you the history, mama, so you understand. See, when I look at my wives and sisters, and she look at me like this, get that nigga. Thank you, mama. See, I did this radio show one time, right? Because I'm thinking, this my boy. This nigga ain't never had no motherfucking problem, yo. Right? This my motherfucking dude. So we on the radio show, and when we get to the end of the motherfucking program, bitch, did you reprogram? Bitch went to England program. When we get to the end of the program, they say, Monique, would you like to play a game? Well, bitch, I like to play games. So I said, sure, let's play a game. And it's a game called Would You Rather? Would You Rather? I said, fuck it, let's go. And then the sister Jasmine says, would you rather your husband fuck Lee Daniels without a condom or Corinne Steffens with one? I want y'all to hear the bitch shit this nigga done tried to put me through, y'all. Would you rather your husband fuck, like, nigga, what kind of shit are you putting over the air to your motherfucking listeners? That's coon shit. So be careful who's feeding your motherfucking soul, because you might swallow coon pie and you can't get the coon off of you, and it'll give you goddamn diarrhea. I don't fuck with nobody, but don't fuck with me. Now let's start the motherfucking show. I feel better. See, nigga, sometime you got to say your shit. Sometime you got to say your shit. What you say? Sometime you got to say your shit. Sometime you got to say your shit. Sometime. Because they've taught niggas to be scared. They've taught niggas not to call out motherfuckers who's dead ass wrong. So y'all know that shit when it went down with Bill Cosby. Y'all know we was like,
well, damn. I love it. It's great. Now, the thing about this is D.L. Hughley still has not posted his contract. He posted something that was similar to a contract, but it's not the contract. She posted her contract saying that she is the headliner with signatures. And she said, if you have the signatures, post the damn contract with you being the headliner, or shut the fuck up. This is the reason why she fought so hard for black women and continues to fight so hard for black women. I love the fact that she's doing this. I love the fact that she's pointing out that sisters need the attention that they deserve. She was the headliner for Queens of Comedy. He was not the headliner for Kings of Comedy. And this is a case in point where D.L. Hughley just thinks he can do anything he wants to a black woman. I absolutely stand with Monique on this one, like I stand with all of those marginalized people and voices who people would just have shut up, take it, and be quiet. And that's what this boy wouldn't do in Texas. That's what he wouldn't do. And that's the reason why these people are dead. He acted out, and now people are dead as a result of it. And they want to go around. And one thing that Donald Trump does have right is they want to go around why he did what he did and go take away guns. But the first people's guns that they're going to take away, which is why I support, another reason why I support what Monique is saying about D.L. Hughley, is because, remember, D.L. Hughley is for taking guns away. He's a Democrat. So I'm absolutely wanting to sponsor this message by Monique. But when you think about both of these instances of what Donald Trump is saying, Donald Trump is right on one accord about them blaming the gun here. Them, the D.L. Hughleys of the world, blaming the gun culture here. When it really is a lot more about what's going on with societal norms. It's not the wokeness. That's what, you know, Donald Trump says, and the laziness. And the fact that if you pointed out that he said that you're pointed out as being bigoted, no one is saying that I'm bigoted because I'm pointing out, hey, this is what happened with this shooter. He was targeted because they thought he was gay, etc. That's why he did this. Nobody's going to say I'm bigoted, so that doesn't work for me. That might work for him, okay, because they're calling, Republicans are calling this boy trans when he's not trans. This shooter trans when he's not trans. That's what Donald Trump is saying. And that's an incorrect report. The boy was not trans. But the fact is, at the end of the day, that there is culturally something going on in this country that has nothing to do with guns, nothing to do with the availability of guns. It has everything to do with societal issues that are being overlooked, underplayed, and underrepresented. And that is why we, sir, need wokeness. That's why wokeness is important. And that's why the Netflixes of the world are wrong. And the Dave Chappelle's are wrong. And even the D.O. Hughley's, go figure, are wrong. Who back this kind of stupidity with the Democrats of, if we take away the guns, everything gets better. It doesn't. It doesn't all just get better. It gets better by being proactive. By things like what I did with my colonoscopy, making sure you tackle issues early, making sure you pay attention to prevention and not just fight symptoms. That's what this is about. So get your colonoscopy, folks. That's how it all ties in, believe it or not. Get your colonoscopy. If it's time for you to get it, just go drink the nasty shit, go shit your brains out, and go get the colonoscopy. It's better to know than not to know. You know, I've said over and over again, prevention is important. And my mother used to always say, a ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. She's absolutely right. Every single step of the way.
A little what she said, a little bit of what I said. Of course, I stand by what I said. You know that I'm never backing down. This is not what I'm known for. If anything, I'm known for speaking my mind and sticking to it. And that's exactly what I'm doing with the Weekend Review. Guys, I've had fun, but I gotta run. If I'm not here, I'm there. There is RatingNewsReview.com, the world web. Rating like, go to sitting on dock of the bay, baby. RatingNewsReview.com, the world web. Yes, it's my family. Yes, I'm related to those ratings, but it's not my money, which means I'm back Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. with more of Rating News Review Unrestricted.